Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein down from Sykesville and Eldersburg, District 5. Cannot believe we're already in June, halfway through the year. But we are. And with that brings a lot of opportunities that I'm going to share in just a couple minutes for all of us to participate in. There's just so much going on. And to highlight a few of those activities, one thing happened yesterday or a couple days ago. Commissioner Kyler and I were invited to attend the reopening of the Port of Baltimore and the Federal Channel. Governor Moore was there along with Secretary Buttigieg, Department of Transportation Secretary, and Governor Moore highlighted a handful of things along with his team that also talked at the event. And it really focused on teamwork. It focused on the opening of this channel was done in remarkable 11 weeks, where some were thinking it was going to take 11 months or longer. And he highlighted that it was not done by accident. It was done with purpose in mind, with teamwork, with a unified effort and a unified command that was led by the Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers and state, federal employees, local employees, local, state, and federal elected officials, nonprofits, the Baltimore Community Foundation, the Orioles and the Ravens, everybody coming together because of a focused purpose. The governor talked about four operations that needed to take place from that horrific morning in March when the bridge collapsed. The first was identifying the six that had lost tragically their lives that early morning and ensuring that the families are cared for and there's closure brought to those families. And we continue to pray and be alongside them and allow their memories to always be a blessing to those families and communities that known those six that lost their lives that horrific morning. The second was, within a very short period of time, all those that were employed at that port lost their jobs and it was sidelined. So how do you start funding the unemployment very quickly? And I'll tell you, Secretary Wu from Governor Moore's administration, Secretary of Labor, and her team jumped into action with federal government to getting grants and opportunities and funds for those that were sidelined with their jobs to ensure they take care of themselves and their families. So that was number two. First was the individual loss of life. Second was dealing with the thousands that were unemployed very quickly. The third was to open up the channel. This Port of Baltimore is not just for Baltimore and not just for Maryland, and Carroll County's a large opportunistic community of that port because of its farm equipment and export of soybeans and just lots of opportunities coming to Carroll County and out of Carroll County, but across the nation. Port of Baltimore was the largest import of vehicles on the East Coast, of sugar, of drywall. It had cruise ships coming in and out of it. It had a lot of things that were affected because of the port, and it was a supply chain nightmare up front. It changed because of relationships on the Eastern Seaboard that things were moved from the Port of Baltimore and renavigated up into New Jersey or down to Norfolk and other places, whether it be vehicles coming into the country from abroad or just other supplies. But it was, how do they open up that channel? Well, the Coast Guard and the Corps of Engineers and a whole host of others really took on that mission. And from a veteran that I am, a soldier, we look at a mission, we see the problem, we come up with a solution. And I am so impressed with those in uniform that took on that role along with everybody else by their side because they had to deal with, you know, beneath the water, on the surface of the water, and above the water to ensure that that lane was cleared safely, able to be used. And we're talking hundreds and hundreds of tons of debris that was under the water and then under the floor of the river, and they had to go underneath and pick up anywhere from 50 to 100 foot pieces of debris and ensure that the channel was open for vessels to go in and out of. And that was the celebration that we attended. It only took 11 weeks, and it should have taken a lot longer. The fourth priority that the governor stated is he wants that key bridge rebuilt. And I believe that's going to happen. Whether it goes on target of 2027, we will see. But knowing that they did the other three as quickly and aggressively, they being every one of us coming together, I have full confidence that that key bridge will soon be back together and part of our Maryland mode of transportation. A few other things that occurred. You know, we had the torch run where law enforcement and the sheriff's department, along with all the municipalities, the state's attorney's office, come together and highlight the value of our Special Olympians and the Special Olympics and athletes that participate. They end the run at McDaniel College. It's a great place to end their run, but it's not just the run itself. It signifies the activities of these athletes and the value that these athletes bring to our community, highlighted by those around them, the Sheriff's Department, State's Police, all the municipalities, McDaniel College, me and my colleagues. It was just a great event. And then from that event, we went to the Therapeutic Recreation Day that was held at the Farm Museum. No better place than our Farm Museum. Again, there was hundreds of folks there from all different walks of life, you know, looking at the opportunities that can be provided for some of our disadvantaged youth and adults. We were supported, as always, by Salerno's. Bruce does a great job with great food, and it was just a beautiful day. Last week, there was the Pride Parade that I'm aware of down Sykesville. I did reach out to Mayor Link, and she told me it was a fantastic event. I congratulate her on that event. It was run by the DSC, which is the Sykesville Connection, and Julie did a fantastic job. Always reminds me that, you know, I'd rather be excluded for the people I include than be included for the people I exclude. And we have such a great community that there's something for everybody every day of the week, especially on the weekends. We have their 4th of July parade. Actually, it's going to be on Saturday. I think it's the 29th of June that Audrey and I will be participating in. We do it every year. And it's just another great event in Sykesville. They have the farmers market going on every Sunday, along with farmers markets going on across the county. So definitely take advantage. That's the bottom line. There's something for everybody. Take advantage of the opportunities that Carroll County provides to all of our communities. There's something for everyone. Everything else is going well. I hope that everyone's enjoying the summer. And as always, you need something, reach out to me or my colleagues. For me, again, my phone number is 443-569-9861 or erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov. Always going to try to make myself available and responsive to you as best I can. You know, no question is a dumb or silly question. I am here for you, and I really look forward to hearing your ideas on how to continue to make Carroll County the best place in Maryland. So with that said, you all have a good one. Again, this is Ed Rothstein. Life is good. Bye.